Recordings are now started.
Terrific. This is a meeting of Subteam 4, the Proxy Privacy Accreditation Working Group. The co-conveners are Paul McGrady and Kathy Kleiman, and this is Kathy Kleiman. And we are glad to have Frank, James, and Stephanie as Subteam members, and hopefully Victoria will be joining us as well. We believe Amr will not be able to make it to this call. I don't think there are any other members of the Subteam. And what we are doing, we are the No Comment Left Behind subteam for purposes of people listening to our intro. And last week, people put together templates of the comments that had been identified in subpart four, in part four, which had been created by staff to kind of flag comments and issues that might not have been included in some of the other subteams. And so, Paul, I'm going to do a quick intro to the materials, and then, you know, if you want to jump in as well, is that a fair way to do it? So we have two materials here. One is the master template, I'll call it, which is putting together all the comments that have been reviewed so far. So Victoria did the first 15. James Gannon did the second 15. Stephanie, I believe, is still working on the third. Paul did the fourth, and I did the last 15 comments. And so what we did was we, you know, were flagging them by category, and and, you know, there was interesting. There was a range of things. But one of the things I noted, and I hope you don't mind, was having done work on, I'm forgetting which subteam, subteam three, that I saw that there were a lot of comments involving issues, including involving law enforcement. There were a lot of comments on that had actually dropped in the subteam because we were working more on Annex E, which is third-party access, third-party reveal. So it seemed very appropriate for No Comment Left Behind that we bring that law enforcement material here to keep it alive, that there are, you know, issues people want us to consider that are different if we create an Annex E subprime 1 for law enforcement or something like that. So we've covered a wide range of issues, and what I thought we might do is talk about the template first and the report, where I basically tried to categorize what we had received, going through the categories that people had created and putting it into lists, basically. But we could talk about the template first and the report second, or flip it the other way. Let me open it up for comments generally, and then we can dive into the issues. I'm going on mute. Thanks. Go ahead, Paul. Okay, you need
I raised my hand. So, Kathy, thank you for the enormous amount of work that you did getting this template together, and also for the start on the format for our draft report. Really appreciated it. It came at a time where I was extremely out of pocket because of travel. And so, again, thank you so much for that. You have been a driving force in all of this. I think that I know that we're still waiting, I believe, on some responses from Stephanie, so that there's a bit of a gap there. Nobody expected anybody to have a fully baked draft report for this call. So I'm really glad that we have Kathy's initial starting point to work towards a report. So I think that we need to do a couple of things. I think up front we should figure out what it is, and maybe Mary can give us some thoughts on this, what it is that we can provide to the working group, the full working group tomorrow, to let them know where we are and what they're perhaps a little bit of an expectation of what they're expecting. And then secondly, we can get started on comparing the draft summary against the template to make sure that all the issues that each of us think were worthy of making it into the summary make it. I will say that the tone of the report, I think we should mess around with a little bit, because I want to make sure that we're not coming off as advocating for a particular, you know, position or those kinds of things. I think having the concepts into the summary alone is sort of the point of our group. And I'm also concerned that if we label something a good idea, that we may be accidentally not labeling some other idea a good idea, right? So I'd like to work on neutrality of tone a little bit, but we certainly have a great starting point here. And so with my thinking is for this call that we'll figure out what we're going to tell the larger working group tomorrow in terms of where we are and how we do that. Do we need a formal, you know, interim report that we should be working on in this call, or is a, you know, voice report from me or Kathy okay? And then to the extent that we have time after that, that we then schedule a series of calls over the next several days, hopefully one or two calls, and then we can begin the work on pulling the ideas out of the template and into the draft summary in the remaining time that we have on this call. Does anyone have any objection to those three things? And if not, Mary, can you jump in and give us some thoughts on what we should be worried about to be meeting everybody's expectations for tomorrow?
Sure. Thanks, Paul. And this will be quick. I actually just got off a call with the co-chairs to plan for tomorrow and next week. And I did say that there may be some documents coming out from this team. So noted they're not expecting, you know, a full and final report. I do think it would be helpful to have some documentation, whether it's just a summary or whether it's both documents with the note that this is still a work in progress. So, Paul, in terms of the sort of tweaking that you were mentioning, if it can be done sometime today, that would be helpful. But I would think at the very least probably an oral report from you and Kathy, and if that can come with some documentation, even if it's a work in progress, I think it would be a good thing.
Thanks, Mary. My reaction to that is that we are in such an early stage on the summary that I don't know that we're going to be able to tweak that and get that anywhere near what it would need to be sent to the working group for tomorrow. But I certainly think that we can provide them with our master template list, which shows, you know, all the work that's been done up until now so that they are comfortable that we are making progress. And then maybe an oral report from Kathy or from me tomorrow to let them know where we are and what we're going to be working on over the next little bit. Kathy, does that sound right to you?
It does. Thanks, Paul, and thanks, Mary. It does, except what I'd like to do is take out some of the color and bolding. I agree with what you said about neutrality, and part of that was also just to note things that I wanted to point out to the working group to see if you kind of shared some of the things that were interesting or unusual, or just to show where extra work had gone in. So what I do is make it all black and all the same font and format. Something else we might consider doing is actually sorting it by category so that it's not 1 through 15, but it's all the A's, all the B's, all the C's.
I agree with both of those things, and I think the sorting by category would make it even more useful. It's already wildly useful, but I think it would be even more useful if we did it that way.
Unless somebody wants to volunteer, I could probably ask my secretary to do that. No volunteers? Okay.
Kathy, that's something I can ask my secretary to do. I think that we can, you know, she can make all the font uniform and can move the, you know, she can sort the content. That wouldn't be a problem.
Okay, let me take out a comment or two that I inserted particularly for the working group and send it over to you. Is that okay? No other substantive changes except to take out some of the stuff I put in that just to flag stuff. Okay.
That
great.
Makes sense. And then I will get it arranged and then back out to this the public list for sub-team 4.
And just for – you're going to see that some of these have multiple – some have multiple categories. I would just have her organize it with the first category, but still noting the second category. So what we saw was a lot of unintended consequences and then due process discussions. So it overlaps with both. We'll put that into the final report, but I just have her put it in, you know, for C rather than for F if you want to. And the other thing is there'll be some that don't have any categories at all, and those can just come in at the end. Just some thoughts on kind of details. Great. Thank you, Paul. Did Does anybody want to comment, or was there anything that you found particularly interesting as you went through that you'd like to see flagged in the final report?
But I wanted, if it's okay, I wanted to do one other thing before we start doing that.
Sure.
And that is, since we have a plan for tomorrow, what I'd like to do is just to spend a couple of minutes and put some time. By the way, if you hear dogs barking in the background, it's my home recovering from my trip. what I'd like for us to do is to take a look at the next week and see when we might have a chance to reconvene as a group, because I think that, I, for example, have not had a ton of time to go through and compare the draft summary versus the template. What I'd like to do is to put some time on the calendar for this week for after we've had a chance to talk this morning and everybody to look at the two documents side by side. That people can provide edits to what's already been done and inclusion of other ideas and those kinds of things. And then we could reconvene to start to refine the summary. Can we look now and see who has time on which days to do that rather than doing a doodle poll since we're mostly all together now? Nobody seems to be objecting. should we do that, or should we do a doodle poll?
Paul, just to note that Wednesday is Yom Kippur.
Okay.
Out of pocket Tuesday night and Wednesday.
Okay. So, let's see. I have on Friday, other than 2:30 to 3:30, really from 2 to 4 Eastern, other than from 2 to 4 Eastern, I'm generally available. What does Friday, is there any time on Friday that works for most?
Hey, this is Vicki. I'm sorry to be late. I'm on vacation on Friday, but it sounds like that's the only day that's going to work for everybody else. If it's possible to do it in the morning, East Coast time, rather than later in the afternoon, that would be better for me.
Hey, this is James. Yeah, Friday morning, your time would work best for me as well, if possible.
Perfect. And I know that seems to be, at least from the list, that seems to be a pretty good time for most everybody. Okay.
Paul, this is Mary. I'm just checking because I may be on a plane on that time. So that doesn't mean the sub-team shouldn't go ahead. I will try and see if Marika would be available. But just to note that I think Terry, the Terry, would probably be able to have all these facilities for you. But you guys should still go ahead, even if I'm not available, obviously.
Okay. It looks like that Friday morning is good for most everybody, or as good as it can be in Vicki's case, who probably would have preferred to have been on vacation and not doing this. But Kathy's proposed 10:30 a.m. Eastern time on Friday. That works for me. Any objections to that time?
Nope.
Okay. Mary, can the secretariat send out the meeting request and all that information for us?
Yes, I see from Terry's note that she has that information, so yes, they will follow up and send it out soon. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay. Great. Okay, so the two sort of umbrella things that I wanted to accomplish. One was just to figure out what we're going to do tomorrow. It sounds like turning over the template sorted by category type, which we will work on today, and just a verbal report from Kathy or me or both tomorrow on the call. And then secondly, putting a next time on our clock to go through to have time to go through the draft summary, with the revised issues template, to make sure that we're capturing everything that we want to capture into the summary, and also, as I mentioned, sort of making the summary more neutral, perhaps, so that we are, we're not coming off as advocating for this or advocating for that or trying to downplay this or that. And I think that will be, that's going to be a good editorial exercise as we all try to do that. I know that many of us are natural advocates. So I will, as I add things to the summary, that I propose to be added to the summary rather, I'll try my best to strike a neutral tone as well in that process. And then we have our next call on the clock for this coming Friday. So those are the two things that I think that we needed to do. We have a bit of time left, and Kathy was just getting us started on taking a look at some of the substantive issues. So, Kathy, can I be quiet now and turn it back over?
Sure. That sounds great. Back on administrative issues, though, just want to let you know that I will go ahead and recirculate the draft report, which is very much a draft, with categories E, F, and G filled in. I just didn't have a chance to do it after 4 hours yesterday. That was all I had to do. I had to go on to other things. So I will fill that in, kind of doing the same thing that I've done, going through the report and filling in what appears to fall under categories E, F, and G. And so I'll recirculate that. So we'll have a new summary draft two to work on. And another issue to think about would be great if we could think about it together, is ultimately what we want to ask the working group to do with these comments, kind of how we funnel them in. So as you think about the template comments that you worked with and other things, because it was one of the things I was wrestling with, is, where does it go? Now that we're flagging it, where does it go into considerations, especially if some of the sub-teams are no longer meeting, which is my understanding. So sub-team 1, 2, and 3 have reported out. So I think all the issues go back to the working group,
I'm sorry to cut you off. But it might be useful if Mary can, or I think it's Mary, could send around the final or near final reports, whatever the last reports were for 1, 2, and 3, and I think that'll help us refresh ourselves about where the gaps are with these.
I think you're and what the scope of 1, 2, and 3 were versus the scope of the whole interim report.
Yeah, so Mary, I'm sorry to ask you to do more, but if you could send that around, that'd be great.
And Paul, Vicky flagged in the comments, I'm sure you saw.
Not at all.
Vicky.
That she would like everything to
I was just going to check, Kathy.
Sorry, Mary, hold on just a second. Paul, yeah. Vicky flagged that she would like, and I'll put it in email, that she'd like everything organized by category. I'll let you know we can talk about it at the end. Go ahead, Mary.
Sorry, Kathy. Yeah, so I was just jumping in to try to be clear what it is that you wanted, or you and Vicky and the others wanted sent around when you say everything from 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, I just meant the summary reports, because I know I focused on
okay.
one for subteam 3 because I was part of that subgroup, but and I'm sure I have somewhere, the reports from the other two, but if we could have them handy, I think that'd be really helpful.
Okay, right, got it. That's what I thought. I just wanted to be sure that I didn't send you guys the wrong thing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kiki.
So now, I thought, this is Kathy again, that we could just have a general discussion of anything, and tell me if you think this is a waste of time, of anything that really... that you want to flag that came out in the comments that you think might be something appropriate for this No Comments Left Behind report that merits kind of special showings. James, I know you flagged a set of comments that you thought was really interesting when you sent your template to me. you know, is there something coming out? And you can see that I found a set of comments from domestic violence groups that I thought really, I didn't know these existed, and this was exactly the kind of sets of comments I thought were interesting. So is there something that really jumped out at you that we should make a special point of noting as we write this report summary?
So it's Vicki. I'm going to jump out of turn if that's okay. And I think the question is a bit premature because we have to go through, I think, all the comments and having them by category, I think, be incredibly helpful for that. And then also see, look at it with a fresh eye with respect to the other reports to see what fits in and what doesn't fit in with the others.
Fair enough. That sounds very fair. Anybody else want to
come? Kathy, I think there were hands in Adobe. Yeah, I don't know if those are old hands or new hands, and I have my hand up as well for after everybody else.
Okay, go ahead, James. Thank you. Thanks, Mary.
Hi, thanks, Kathy. It's James. So, yeah, Vicki, I agree with what you're saying. There is one comment, however, that I'd like to take out of my bucket, because it's one that I think pretty much touches every single category, and it's one that I'd like to almost, I'd like to suggest that we take it to the overall working group level, because it's very, very good. And it's the one from Mark Jeftovich from EasyDNS. And he basically has a really constructive comment that goes into a lot of details on both from, you know, there's parts of it I would agree with and there's parts of it that I wouldn't agree with. So I think it's a really good one. He had some constructive suggestions, regardless of whether you agree with it or not. I think that was useful for the overall working group to see. So just on his comment in particular, out of my ones, I would think that it'd be great for us to pull that out and note that it's a well-constructed argument and it touches a lot of different points from both sides of the fence, so to speak.
Great. Thanks, James. And thank you for the link in chat. Stephanie, I hate to flag it, but let me ask, will it be possible to get your comment summary?
Yes, and I'd like to apologize for not getting it in on time. I'm sorry. I just haven't had the bandwidth to do it this week. So I'm going to be hunkering down this afternoon to try to kill off my piece. If there's anything in addition that people would like to my way that would help bring me up to speed or that you think needs to be highlighted in my chunk, please do it. Because, of course, I'm trying to immerse myself, and quite frankly, I haven't got a clue what I'm going to say so far.
I think the comments will speak to you. It's not as hard as I thought. Once I got started, it went a lot faster. Not the summaries and not the report, but the template itself.
Yeah, I would agree with Kathy on that one, Stephanie. I had put away like 5 hours to do it, and I ended up being able to do it in 2.5, I think.
And you had the longer comments too, Vicki. You wound up with the lion's share of it, so thank you. Great. So presenting the template tomorrow with or without Stephanie's comments, with or without Stephanie's section of it, that can always go into the final one. And then working again on Friday, and then I'll update the draft report for sections E, F, and G, and then we'll meet again Friday morning. Is there anything else people want to discuss about what they're finding or about the categories or anything else we should be thinking about at this still early stage of our report? Oh, Mary.
Kathy, this is Mary. Yep, thanks. So since there's nobody else in the queue, so I just wanted to bring up the other sections of Part 4 of the tool that you guys have been using for the 76 or so comments. And Kathy and Paul, I think you remember that the other part of the tool that might be relevant to this sub-team is that second part that has certain categories of types of comments basically the concerns that a number of commentators raised. And some of that is specifically reflected in some of the comments that are in these columns that the team is looking at. So my question and suggestion, I suppose, is to try to present the report, whether tomorrow or in its final stage, with that in mind. So, for example, the comment from the OAPI, with the women's groups that Kathy, you highlighted, some of those concerns, you know, in a much more short form fashion, were also highlighted by other commenters. And so there is a category, for example, about concern over doxing or swatting or physical safety that's highlighted in that second part. There's also a concern about targeted minorities and groups that are at risk and other groups that might have very legitimate reasons for wanting privacy and anonymity, and that was flagged too. So I don't know how you and the sub-team would like to go about making that link in terms of whether you're highlighting certain comments now and then coming back to those categories later, or whether those categories might actually be useful for now. So I just wanted to bring that up so that we don't forget it as we go down this path. Kathy.
Mary, if I remember correctly, those categories, this is part three, don't tell us who submitted the comments. They're fairly general. So
that's correct.
So it wasn't until later when I went to review some that I realized the doxing came from these 65 domestic violence organizations. Are there other comments that involve doxing and swatting, and if so, how do we find them easily?
There are a lot of them, Kathy, and there were a lot of them that were both in the public comment forum as well as in some of the responses to the online template questions that the working group posted. There were also concerns that were raised by the additional paperwork that was submitted by the Safe Domain Privacy Petition organizers, the one with the 10,000 signatures, because some of those signatories also sent in comments that were collated into a single document by those organizers. So, in other words, there's no single place where you can easily find links or pointers to each of them. These categories were created, I think, part of our work on Sub-Team 3, it might have been, or Sub-Team 2, when we were talking about these additional comments. So staff went through them and came up with these categories, and we thought that they might be a useful reference point both for that sub-team as well as for this as well. So that's kind of where we are. And it may be that, yes.
It's like looking for a needle in a haystack, though. How do we know? I mean, it's a good pointer, but it's not, sorry, in technical terms, like, you know, as an old programmer, it's a good pointer, but it's not a pointer to anything we can easily find. I can look through the Safe Domain Privacy petition and the additional comments that were given there. That's a good lead. I know there's discussion of spam and other things in there. But specifically, say, for doxing,
yes.
If there are a number of comments about that, how do we easily find them so that we can dox?
Kathy, I think
document
the problem is because of the... Right. So the problem is, of course, the number of comments, and whereas for other working groups, you know, it's a lot easier for people to just go through the comments. For this one, it's just been very much more difficult, as you and others know. So the tools that we provide, you know, can only be the tools that start off the exercise. I'm sorry to say, because the comments are what they are. There are, you know, tens of thousands of them, and so the only way to do it is to read them. And I know that that's a very, very difficult exercise, and that's why staff has tried our best to provide as many tools and shortcuts as possible, but I'm not sure that there's any other easy way that we can do this.
I think it's hard because somebody hit those in order to put those bullet points in to the staff report. Somebody hit comments, and it would have, if anyone has notes or if you have notes, Mary, about where those comments came from, that is some more breadcrumbs that we can follow easily. Otherwise, we do have 50 pages of template, and it is covering a wide range of issues, and that may have to unless anybody disagrees, that may have to be the scope of what we need. of what we're working on.
Kathy, yeah, I agree. And unfortunately, I put those categories together by basically reading through all the comments on the website as well as the templates as well as the, you know, PDF sent by Safe Domain Privacy. So I don't have links to them, and I certainly didn't, you know, excerpt them and cut and paste them into a table, because that would have taken much, much longer than the time it took to even read those comments. So I think what I would say is that, you know, as I noted, there is no other shortcut or easier way to do this, but obviously the sub-team and the working group does not have to rely on the categories created by staff. You could use those as a guideline and to see if you also came across comments that would fit within those categories, and indeed if you came across other categories that were not included. So we're not suggesting that ours is the be-all and end-all, but we're simply offering it as maybe a way that you could categorize the comments that all of you are reading as well.
Okay, everybody. Well, this is kind of where we started initially was, you know, if everybody wants to take their own set of 5,000 comments, I'm not sure we can do that at this point. That's kind of where the staff part four came in, I think. So, I know I took the liberty of adding a set of comments on law enforcement that I thought were missing here. So if there are other comments that you're seeing that you want to add outside of the 15 that we were reviewing from part four, I think Mary makes a good point, and there's certainly room in the template to keep expanding, and then there'll be room to put that in the report. But Mary, I think, is referring to parts two and three of that master sheet that she sent out called part four, and these are kind of broad categories of comments, and it is maybe there's material in Graham's spreadsheet and other things that can help us document the scope and breadth. But again, Mary, if anything comes to mind as you're looking back over these categories that you created in two and three, please feel free to share it in terms of scope and magnitude, because you're probably the only one that's seen all of the comments out there. But the staff summaries were very, very useful and very valuable.
Yes, I'd like to say thank you to the staff for that. It really helped make the review go a lot faster. Thank you.
But I think Mary's warning is a good one. Staff summaries are summaries, and the idea of going back into the main set of comments, either individual comments or that full body of comments, is very useful. And I did that for some. You know, a lot of the comments I was dealing with were actually from templates, so it was very nice. They were very small. But in other cases, I went back to the original comment to see, and in some cases, my summaries didn't completely agree with Mary's. So there were some new points that came out. So, you know, these are very detailed comments in some cases, and there's a lot of material there.
Yeah, I reviewed all of them.
Yeah, you had some really interesting ones. Paul, anything else you'd like to add? I think that kind of wraps things up on our side.
Yeah, I think that's right. So we have a lot to do between now and next Friday. We have a little bit to do today to get ready for tomorrow. I shouldn't say next Friday, this Friday. But I think we are well underway. And Mary has said thank you for the summaries. Kathy, thank you for the hard work getting the template together and getting us started on our summary draft. And to all the other team members, thank you for the hard work in getting the comment summaries into the template. I think that's it. Just we're on the move.
Thank you all. Take care. See you Friday morning.
Bye.
And tomorrow morning.
And tomorrow morning.
Thanks, y'all. Bye-bye.